CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 megahertz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 7th of September, 2025, and here is the GB2RS News broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at romeosierragolfbravo.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. WRTC, QO100, and how to have a thriving club, be part of these discussions at the RSGB convention. Listen out for special GB2RS broadcasts from the NRC as part of GB70RS celebrations. The RSGB replies to the latest Ofcom 2.3 GHz consultation. The World Radio Sport Team Championship 2026 takes place in the United Kingdom, and Mark Haynes, M0DXR, is the chairman of the organising committee. Join Mark at the RSGB convention on Saturday, the 11th of October, to find out how the team is progressing for the event, which will host 100 operators from all around the world. If operating via QO100 is something you would like to try, join Paolo, F5VMJ/G0MUW, as he shares his experience of the mode, including his home setup and how to go portable. In a new style presentation for this year, representatives from four amateur radio clubs will be joining a panel at the convention. They will each discuss different aspects of their club activities that are contributing to the club's success and growth. Join the conversation, share your thoughts and experience, and be inspired. If you'd like to get practical during the convention weekend, there are a variety of opportunities, including three workshops. The majority of workshop tickets are now sold, so book now to avoid disappointment. With only 5 weeks until the Society's annual convention, secure your place via rsgb.org/convention. The RSGB convention takes place at Kent's Hill Conference Centre in Milton Keynes between the 10th and 12th of October. This year marks the 70th anniversary of the RSGB's weekly news broadcast, GB2RS. The celebrations continue with three special broadcasts scheduled from the RSGB National Radio Centre, NRC, on Sunday, the 28th of September. Three newsreaders will broadcast GB2RS from the NRC on the 40-metre band, the 2-metre band, and via the QO100 satellite. These readings will be in addition to those in the weekly GB2RS broadcast schedule. Special event station GB70RS will be used for pre- and post-news nets. In addition, each newsreader will start the broadcast with a special message from the RSGB president, Bob Beebe, GU4YOX. Find out timings and frequencies via rsgb.org/GB70RS. The RSGB has responded to a further Ofcom consultation which would see new users sharing spectrum within the 2.3 GHz amateur band. The latest proposals would enable a new class of short-notice outdoor deployments in the 2320 to 2340 MHz range for up to 14 days at a time. In its response, the RSGB has taken the opportunity to highlight strong concerns regarding the amateur weak signal segment at 2320 MHz. This follows earlier Ofcom proposals last year for indoor use only in this frequency range. The response and background information can be found on the RSGB's Spectrum Forum web pages. Go to rsgb.org/spectrum-forum and choose the Papers and Consultations tab on the right-hand side. This month's all about amateur radio and coding for the RSDB. Two exciting activities have been developed for you to get involved with. Whether you're a complete beginner or an experienced coder, you can get stuck into both the Python Pocket Morse activity and the LoRa High Altitude Balloon Challenge. Don't forget to let the society know how you get on. Share your Saori and photos with the RSDB communications team via Charlie Oscar Mike Mike Sierra at rsdb.org.uk. RSDB Board Chair Dr. Stuart Bryant, G3YSX, has announced that Peter Bowyer, G4MJS, is stepping down from his role as RSDB Director due to an unexpected and significant increase in his professional duties. In addition to this board vacancy, two further vacancies will arise when the RSDB election cycle starts in a few months. Both Len Padgett, MGM0ONX, and Board Chair Stuart Bryant, G3YSX, will stand down from the board due to term limits. Members are encouraged to offer their services to the RSDB for this important duty. If you'd like a chat about the role, contact the Nominations Committee Chair, Will Richardson, 2E0WYA, via nominations.chair at rsdb.org.uk. Royal Air Force Air Cadets Exercise Cloud Warmer is taking place on the 60-meter band from 7:45 p.m. until 8 p.m. on the 31st of December. To operate, you must be a full license holder and comply with the band plan license schedule notes. Listeners will note traffic on 5354 and 5363 kHz, and amateurs can join in and pass information. Military Radio Exercise, MRE, call signs will be in use throughout the exercise period. More details will be available soon via the website alphacharlie.org.uk. That's not phonetics. I'm not going to spell it out. alphacharlie.org.uk. On Saturday the 13th, lots of amateur radio stations will be on the air to take part in the Churchills and Chapels on the Air event known as CHOTA. The event will take place from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. Those stations will be working on a variety of bands and modes. Most operating will take place on the 40-meter band using SSB. More details are available at Whiskey Alpha Charlie, Romeo Alpha Lima .org. No details of rallies and events. On Saturday the 20th of September, Dover Amateur Radio Club Rally will take place at St. Radigan's Community Centre, Poulton Close, Dover, CT17-0HL. The doors will be open from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. and the entrance fee is £3. East Midlands Ham and Electronics Rally is also coming up on Saturday the 20th. The rally will be held at Beckingham Village Hall, Southfield Lane, Beckingham, DN10-4FX. The doors will be open from 9:30 a.m. till 3 p.m. For more information and trader booking, visit echomikeechoromeogolf.uk/rally. And now the special event news. On Saturday the 13th, special event station GB5SH will be active from St. Hilda's Church in Hartlepool during the CHOTA event. Operation will be mostly on the 40-meter band using SSB and the 2-meter band using FM. You can read more details at qrz.com. And operators from the Romanian Federation of Amateur Radio are active as Yankee Oscar 20, Echo November, Echo Sierra, Charlie Uniform, as part of the George Enescu International Festival. Composer. Details of certificates that are available for work in the station are available via tinyurl.com/EchoNovemberEchoSierra Charlie Uniform 25. Now the DX News. Maxim 0870 is active as X-Ray Whiskey 4 Yankee Yankee from Laos until the 11th of September. He's offering SSB and FT8 on the 40 to 10 meter bands, QSL via OQRS. For more information and updates, visit 0870.com. Chaz NK80 is active as 5 Hotel 3 Delta X-Ray from Tanzania until the 21st of September. He's operating CW, FT8 and FT4 on the 30 to 10 meter bands, QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL or direct to NK80. Now the contest news. The All-Asian DX contest started at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 6th and ends at 23:59 UTC today. Using SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands, the exchange of signal report and your age. Also today, the Worked All Britain 2 meter SSB contest runs from 1000 to 1400 UTC. Using SSB on the 2 meter band, the exchange of signal report serial number and Worked All Britain square. This year, the QRO and QRP contests are combined. The full rules are available on the Worked All Britain website. That's all for today. The 5th RSGB 144 Megs Backpackers contest runs from 1100 to 1500 UTC. Using all modes on the 2-meter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. And the RSGB 144 Megs Trophy Contest started at 1400 UTC on Saturday the 6th and ends at 1400 UTC today. Using all modes on the 2-meter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Both RSGB SSB Field Day and IARU Region 1 Field Day started at 1300 UTC on Saturday the 6th and end at 1300 UTC today. Using all modes on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is signal report and serial number. On Tuesday the 9th, the RSGB 432 Megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC. Using FM on the 70 cents band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. And also on today, the RSGB 432 Megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC. Using all modes on the 70 cents band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Now on Wednesday the 10th, the RSGB 432 Megs FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC. Using FT8 on the 70 cents band, the exchange is report and 4-character locator. And also on Wednesday the 10th, the RSGB 432 Megs FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC. Using FT8 on the 70 cents band, the exchange is report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. Still on Wednesday the 10th, the RSGB Autumn Series CW contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC. Using CW on the 80-meter band, the exchange is signal report and serial number. On Thursday the 11th, the RSGB 50 Megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC. Using all modes on the 6-meter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. The Worked All Europe DX SSB contest starts at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 13th and ends at 23:59 UTC on Sunday the 14th of September. Using SSB on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is signal report and serial number. More on Sunday the 14th, the UK Microwave Group 24 to 76 gigs contest runs from 0900 to 1700 UTC. Using all modes on 24 to 76 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And the IRTS 70 cents counties contest runs from 1300 to 1430 UTC on the 14th. Using SSB and FM on the 70 cents band, the exchange's signal report, serial number. EINGI stations also give their county. There's more. The IRTS 2-meter counties contest runs from 1300 to 1500 UTC on the 14th. Using SSB and FM on the 2-meter band, the exchange of signal report and serial number. EINGI stations also give the county. And finally, on the 14th, the Practical Wireless 70 MHz contest runs from 1200 to 1600 UTC using all modes on the 4 meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, GCYLA and G4BAO on Wednesday the 3rd of September. Last week's Aurora may have come as a bit of a surprise. The propagation segment of GB2RS is usually written on a Thursday, but the Aurora was sparked by a solar flare that took place 2 days later, 2002 UTC, on the 30th of August. As we don't have a crystal ball, we couldn't have predicted it. The KP index hit 3 late on the 1st of September, with Aurora visible over much of the UK. HF propagation was also affected, with sudden swings in the maximum usable frequency over most of the day on Tuesday the 2nd of September. At the time of writing, a geomagnetic storm watch remains in effect, with the solar wind above 500 km a second. September is a good month for Aurora due to the Russell-McFerrin effect, when the Earth's axis aligns perpendicularly to the Sun-Earth line during the equinox. This creates ideal conditions for a reconnection between the solar wind and Earth's magnetic field. So keep an eye on solarham.com for daily updates. The Sun remains active with plenty of sunspots. The solar flux index stood at 187 on Wednesday the 3rd, down from 202 the day before. HF propagation remains good out of the auroral periods, and as we progress into September, it should improve even more. Some of the best DX this week included VK2/SP9FIH on Lord Howe Island using the Super Fox FT8 mode, and T30TTT on Western Kiribati using both CW and FT8. Other choice DX included 3C3W in Equatorial Guinea on FT8, TJ1GD in Cameroon on 20 meters CW, and 5H8HZ in Tanzania on 30 meters FT8. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will decline to 160, and then perhaps 125. Unsettled geomagnetic conditions are forecast until the 10th, with a maximum KP index of 4 predicted. This may be due to a large elongated coronal hole on the Sun's surface, which became Earth-facing on Wednesday the 3rd. And now the VHF and up-propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. Rain and sequences of low pressure will drive the weather agenda for much of the coming week. The only reasonable chance of drop appears to be on Friday and Saturday, with high pressure to the southeast and support for parts of the continent and across the North Sea. It's worth noting that, in general, short-lived highs like this one do not have the necessary time to generate a strong, elevated inversion before declining, so don't expect too much. Rain scatter, on the other hand, is much more likely to be worth considering for the gigahertz stations next week, with plenty of rain events coming along. The sporadic e-season daily blogs have now finished for this year, but you may still find it worthwhile looking at the Doob graph at propquest.co.uk. You will notice the odd blip on the FO sporadic e-trace, so keep it in mind for the 10 and 6 meter bands, at least for the next week. Meteor scatter is still in random territory for this period. We are between the Perseids in mid-August and the Draconids, which peak on the 8th of October. This means that the pre-dawn morning hours will be good times to try. There were some auroral signals during the 2-meter UK activity contest on Tuesday the 2nd. Oh, we're coming into the autumn season, when conditions tend to be more favourable for aurora. The message is, of course, to monitor the KP index of values rising above 4 or 5. Remember, these 3-hourly planetary readings can smooth out shorter duration peaks, so maybe don't wait for it to get to the Didi heights of 6 or 7 before taking an interest. Moon declination is still negative, not going positive until Monday the 8th, so moon window lengths and peak elevation will continue to increase. Fast losses are still falling until perigee on Wednesday the 10th. 144 MHz sky nose is low all week. And that's all from the propagation team this week. The main script has been unusually long this morning, and there's nothing of particular interest in the list of club activities that I can see. So that ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGP website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3. Have a good week from the GB2RS news team.